Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Oh, Will.
Huh? What do you reckon?
That's amazing.
Yeah, not bad, is it? I finally worked out how to do legs.
Yeah, the little one really looks like a goat.
What? And the other two don't?
Oh, no, I didn't mean... Although, to be honest, I've always thought that the big one looks a bit, well, you know, a bit more like a... a wildebeest.
A wildebeest? Well, just because it's got horns?
No, it's not that. It's the sort of, hefty shoulders.
Well, it is the big Billy Goat Gruff. It needs to be hefty if it's going to butt the troll into the river.
Oh, of course. Oh, silly me. Anyway, the three of them together, they look brilliant. Especially now they're out here.
A wildebeest.
George! George, come over here.
He thinks it looks like a goat.
That's all that matters, isn't it? Come on. Come and see what Daddy's made.
Well, what do you reckon?
Wow, that's wicked!
Oh, you like it?
Yeah, isn't Dad clever, eh?
I like the little one. He really looks like a goat.
See?
They all look like goats.
But that one really does.
Now, it's about time you went and got ready to go to church.
Already?
Yeah, Jake and me are all washed and dressed. And I've put some clean clothes out on your bed.
Do we have to go?
Oh, don't you want to go to your little sister's christening?
No.
Well, but you won't want to miss the party afterwards. You know, lots of lovely grub.
Yeah.
Grandma and Nana have been cooking all week.
Will there be sausages?
Yep, we're doing hot dogs. Now, off you go and change those grubby trousers.
Okay.
You too, Will.
Yeah, all right. You'll be okay, won't you?
What?
Well, the christening.
Yeah, of course.
Only Emma can be a bit... Well, you know.
Well... I'm rather more concerned about you and Ed.
I'll keep my distance. Don't worry.
Oh, they're cutting it a bit fine, aren't they?
They'll be here, don't worry.
Did Alf turn up in the end?
Oh, no, he ain't coming. Didn't Eddie tell you?
No.
Sorry, no. He phoned last night. Said as he weren't feeling up to the journey.
Oh. Well, that's a shame.
Not really.
No?
Well, he's an awful picky eater, you know.
Is he?
Oh, turned his nose up at my steak and kidney pie once. He said pastry give him heartburn and onions brought him out in a rash.
Oh, dear.
The other way round, I can't remember. Anyway, I breathed a big sigh of relief when he said as he won't come.
Right.
What about Alan? Did he say he'd come on to the party after?
Oh, yes, him and Usha both.
Oh, good.
He has to be at the Laurels by 2, so he can't stay long.
That
but
reminds me.
What?
Let's get a card for Mr. Woolley. It's his birthday Tuesday.
Oh, yes. He'll be 92 this week.
And it's Jamie Perk's 16th on the Wednesday. Oh, look, here they come.
At last. Hey, what time do you call this?
Sorry.
It's all right. You still got 5 minutes.
Oh, look at little Kira. Don't she look a picture?
Yeah, butter wouldn't melt.
Gorgeous frock.
Yeah, it's her fault we're late.
Yeah, I'd all dressed up, ready to leave the house.
Oh, let me guess.
She filled her nappy.
How do you know?
It's what babies do, love.
You got no sense of occasion, have you, Kira?
Now sanctify this water, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, she may be cleansed from sin and born again.
Mummy, why is that mum wearing a nightie?
Shh! Mia, not so loud.
Renewed in your image, may she walk by the light of faith.
But why?
And continue.
It's called a surplice. All vicars wear them.
In the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
It's a nightie.
Quiet, sweetheart.
To whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, be all honour and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
What's he doing now?
He's going to pour water on the baby's head.
Why?
Shh, not so loud.
Dear Susan, I baptise you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
She doesn't like that.
May God, who has received you by baptism into his church.
But she doesn't like it.
Mia,
upon you the that's enough of now. Place, that within the company of Christ's pilgrim people, you may daily be renewed by his anointing spirit and come to the inheritance of the saints in glory.
Amen.
There you go, Alan. One buck's fizz heavy on the orange juice.
Cheers, Neil.
And thank you for a lovely service.
Yeah, it was nice, wasn't it? Good turnout.
Yeah, yeah. Although, I can't help feeling that, well, that it's the wrong way round.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, getting the baby baptised before, well, having a baby at all without, you know, getting married first.
Oh, I see. You never know, they might marry one day.
Oh, yeah, I know, but doesn't it worry you?
No, no. I'm always thrilled to welcome a little child into the church.
Yeah, well.
Have the parents and godparents all commit to helping a beginner journey in the faith. I mean, that's the important thing.
Yes, yeah, I suppose. And the fact is, Emma, well, she had a go at marriage and it ended in tears, so... Oh,
once bitten, twice shy, eh?
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, it's wonderful to see her looking so happy and fulfilled.
Yeah.
They're a lovely little family.
I'm so pleased she's finally found something she's good at.
What, good at?
Yeah, being a mum.
Oh!
She was such a bright little thing when she was young. I always thought she'd, well, you know, have a career, like your Amy. But she never really settled to anything.
Alan.
Oh, hello, Will.
Oh, I'm really sorry about Mia.
There's no need to apologise.
Made me laugh, all her questions.
I was just happy to see you all there.
Well, we tried to keep her quiet.
Oh, it's not easy at that age. Don't worry, I'm used to it. Hey, now tell me, how did the cricket go yesterday?
Oh, yeah, we won.
Oh, good.
Yeah, a bit of a surprise, wasn't it?
What, were you playing?
Yes. It was old men and boys yesterday.
Yeah, always the same harvest time. Most of our best players are unavailable.
Yeah, but luckily for us, Waterley Cross had the same problem.
Like a little angel, isn't she?
Yeah, when she's quiet like this.
I couldn't believe the noise she made in the church.
She's got a powerful pair of lungs. Oh, but to see her now, such a pretty little thing.
Yeah.
I can't think who she takes after.
Well, Emma, of course.
No, Mum says not. She says I had a much thinner face.
Well, she don't take after you, Ed, but that's for sure, because you looked like a little goblin when you was her age.
Thank you, Mum.
And William were no better. Well, hello, Nick.
Hi.
And George, hello.
Hello.
What are you doing with your scooter?
Oh, it was here.
Grandad was fixing the wheel, wasn't he?
And I ride it, Mum.
Well, why don't you go and play on a trampoline, Georgie?
Yeah, Grandad's put it up specially.
You'll bang into people with your scooter.
No, I won't.
Wait till we get home, eh? Yeah, have you shown Grandma your shoes?
Eh? Oh, my goodness, they've got flashing lights.
Hey, aren't they fun?
Kira was getting so many presents, we thought he deserved a little something.
You wasn't wearing them in the church, was you?
No.
So, Georgie, have you told Grandma about your billy goat gruff? You've got to come and have a look at this, Mum.
You're doing billy goat gruff as well. Couldn't you thought of something different?
That's what George wanted.
My favourite story.
Yeah, I've got to confess, Neil did do most of the work. The goat is brilliant.
Dad's made three.
What?
Big billy goat gruff, a middle-sized billy goat gruff, and little billy goat gruff.
Your dad's made all three?
Yeah, and the troll.
Please, Mum, I'll be ever so careful.
What?
On my scooter.
Oh, well, all right, but stay on the path and watch out for Nana's flowers.
Okay.
So, is this turning into some kind of competition between you and William?
No, of course not.
It's a bit of fun for George, that's all.
That's all?
Yes.
I just wanted to say sorry about Mia in the church.
She picked a moment, didn't she?
Yeah, she was a bit noisy.
Upstaging Kira like that.
Oh, she didn't mean
to. No, that's okay, Nick. Don't worry about it.
She's just a bit too young.
Old enough, I'd have thought, to understand she can't always be the centre of attention.
Well, right, I'd better go and see what Jake and Mia are up to. Lovely party, by the way.
Oh, God, I knew that would happen.
What?
George has come off that... Blimmin' scooter. Here, you take Kira.
Oh, okay. Come on, come to Daddy.
I can see to George.
No, I'll do it.
He'll be all right. He's always falling off that thing.
But not into a rose bush.
Well, no, but... Oh, come on, Kira. Be a good girl for Daddy.
She didn't need to be quite so short with Nick.
What?
Emma.
Look, she's tired, Mum.
I mean, poor Nick, she was really embarrassed.
This one's still not sleeping well. We tried having her in the bed with us, but she kept waking us both up. Oh, it's all right, sweetheart. Mummy will be back in a minute. Oh, dear, you're not happy, Bunny, are you?
Do you want me to take her?
So at Will's house, they've now got a troll and three goats?
Apparently. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh,
but...
Lord.
What's the matter?
Well, I do hope no one's told Emma.
Why?
Because she'll want three goats, won't she?
I have to say, this scarecrow competition's really captured the imagination of the village.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, I suppose.
There's a couple of very impressive bears at Willow Farm.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I assume there'll be three eventually. And have you seen the Thwaites, little Miss Muffet?
No.
Spider is wonderful. Hello, Nick.
Oh, hi. Have you seen Will anywhere?
I think he went in search of another pork pie.
Well, he can't resist his mum's pork pies.
Are you okay?
What? Yeah, I'm fine. Lovely party, isn't it?
Mummy!
Hello, darling. You all right?
George fell off his scooter.
Yeah, I saw. He fell right into the rose bush, didn't he?
I think the rose bush came off worst.
His mummy was very cross.
Well, she was cross with George. Well, she did tell him to be very careful.
Yeah, his nana's not going to be very happy when she sees the state of her rose bush. Very proud of that, is Susan.
Oh, dear. Someone's not happy.
Oh, that's our Kira, if I'm not mistaken.
Dear me, she's a noisy little beggar, this one.
Oh, does she need changing?
No. She's perfectly dry and she was fed not half hour ago. Oh, dear, I don't know what's the matter with her. And I'm usually quite good with babies.
Oh, Clary, she's dribbled all over your shoulder.
Oh, no. I had a muslin square. I must have dropped it somewhere.
Yeah, shall I take her?
Oh, would you mind it just for a minute?
No, of course not. Come on, Kira. Oh, there we are. Come to your Auntie Nick.
There you go. Oh, no, you've made a right mess of my shoulder, haven't she?
How did you do that?
I didn't do anything.
Well, you've obviously got the magic touch, Nick.
Oh, she just got bored of crying, I expect.
Mummy?
Yes, darling?
Can I have a baby sister, please?
You want a baby sister?
Yes.
You wouldn't want one like Kira, one that cries all night and keeps you awake.
But Mummy would keep her quiet.
Oh. No, I couldn't. I couldn't keep you quiet when you were a baby.
Shall I take her back now, Nick?
All right.
There, you're going to be a good girl for Grandma.
Obviously not.
Oh, dear. Time you went back to your mummy, I think. You're going to come with me, Mia?
Okay.
And why don't you go and find yourself a drink, Nick? You look like you could use one. Poor Nick, she was so embarrassed.
Oh, she didn't need to be.
No.
Half the congregation didn't notice and the rest thought it was charming.
Emma didn't.
Didn't she?
Oh, wow. It was supposed to be Kira's big day. And she reckoned Mia's chatter sort of stole the limelight.
Oh, nonsense. Mm,
so she were a bit narked.
It was a lovely service.
Finished with that jug?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Tom.
And the party afterwards was terrific.
Yeah, we're nice, weren't it?
What a spread. You and Susan must have been baking all week.
Wow.
It's nice to have a bit of a celebration, isn't it? Expect you'll do the same when Henry's baptised.
Oh, Helen's decided not to.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she thinks it's best to wait till he's older and let him make his own decision.
Oh, we're a bit surprised Edward and Emma did it, to be honest. I mean, well, they don't seem in no hurry to get married, do they? So you think they wouldn't bother?
There's someone here to see you.
Oh, we were just talking about you, Helen.
Well, who is it? What do they want?
It's the environmental health.
What?
There's three of them. They've just turned up. Can you come?
I'm Adrian Pegg, and these are my colleagues, Sally Collins, Ken McLeod.
Morning.
What's going on? Is there a problem?
I'm afraid so, yes. There's been an outbreak of E. coli 0157.
E. coli?
Where?
Well, the one thing the cases have in common is they all attended the Gymkhana in Edgeley on Sunday the 10th, and they all ate Bridge Farm ice cream.
What? It can't be.
Couldn't possibly have come from here.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Archer, but the link has been made, and I'm sure you can understand that we can't ignore it.
Oh, no, of course not, but
we're duty-bound to investigate, and to that end, we need immediate access to all areas of your business.
Oh, hi, Helen. What, now? I'm in the middle of hoeing the cabbages. What sort of problem?
No, Mrs. Archer, it's not the same strain as the one in Germany. This one's nasty, but we've seen it plenty of times before.
Because we are absolutely scrupulous about hygiene in the dairy.
Yeah, I appreciate that, but...
You have to do your job, I know.
Yes.
So you'll need to test the ice cream.
Yes, and because this link's been made to Bridge Farm, all your other dairy products will need to undergo microbiological examination.
All our dairy?
Raw milk, yoghurt, cheese.
Oh, right.
And there will need to be an immediate recall of the ice cream.
A recall?
From all the shops and restaurants you supply.
Right.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, but...
But there's no definite link to Bridge Farm. I mean, it's purely circumstantial.
E. coli 0157 can be extremely dangerous, especially for young children. And even though the link has not been proven, we simply can't take the risk
Henry,
of further infection.
I have a six-month-old baby asleep upstairs.
Has he shown any signs of illness?
No, but...
Any diarrhoea, temperature?
No.
And you haven't been feeding him ice cream?
Well, no.
What about yoghurt?
No.
OK. Does he have contact with any other children who've been ill?
No.
Well, then, unless he shows symptoms, I don't think you need to worry. We won't need to test him.
What about the rest of us?
Yes, we will require samples from those of you who work in the dairy.
But your little boy should be fine. Obviously, if you're the least bit worried, take him straight to your GP.
OK.
Oh, Tony.
What's going on?
There's an outbreak of E. coli.
What?
That might possibly be linked to our ice cream.
No.
I'm afraid so. Anyway, this is Adrian and... Oh, I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name.
Sally Collins, and this is Ken MacLeod.
So, what do we have to do?
Well, first of all, I'd like to examine your paperwork, if I may.
Which paperwork?
Everything that relates to working practice in the dairy, your staff training policy, your illness reporting procedures.
Oh, okay.
And in the meantime, Sally and Ken will need to inspect the premises and equipment.
Right.
So if you could show them the way.
Oh, could you take them over, Tony, while I show Adrian the paperwork?
Yeah.
Clary's over there.
Well, Clary's one of your employees.
Clary Grundy, yes.
I shall need to interview her. And are there other employees?
One other, Susan Carter. Well, she's not working today, but she could probably come up at lunchtime. Will you still be here?
Yes.
Must we mention E. coli to the staff at this stage?
Well, that's up to you. But as this may turn out to be a false alarm, you don't have to.
Thank you.
Right, well, if you'd like to follow me...
Well, the paperwork's in the office, through here.
Is there anything I can do, Mum?
Oh. Make us all some coffee?
OK.
And you'd better give Tom a ring. We've got to do a product recall, so it's all hands to the pump.
We'll need to examine your raw milk before it goes into the dairy.
OK. The tanker won't be here for a couple of hours, so I can get you a sample from the bulk tank.
Thank you.
We only keep a small amount back for processing. The rest is picked up. That's all right, is it, for the milk to go?
Yes, fine, because that milk's pasteurised by your dairy company, not by you. And if there is E. coli present, pasteurisation will kill it.
So the problem might be with our pasteuriser?
It's one of the things we'll need to check.
And how long before... I mean, is it worth me holding some milk back for processing?
It'll be 2 or 3 days before we have the results of all the tests.
So, if we get the all clear, everything could be back to normal by the end of the week?
Yes, but there's no guarantee.
Well, so, really, I'd be better sending all the milk off in the tanker for now?
I would think so.
Right. Well, here we are. This is the dairy.
With the ice cream?
Yes.
What sort of problem?
We don't know yet. We're just investigating the possibility of some contamination.
Is it serious?
That's what we're here to find out.
Oh. So, what do you want me to do?
Stop work.
Stop? But the milk is in the pasteuriser.
You can turn that off.
No, but that's for today's yoghurt.
You won't be making any yoghurt today, Clary.
But if the problem's with the ice cream... Oh,
we have to do a thorough examination of the entire premises. Ken here will go over every surface, every piece of equipment, taking swabs and photographs where necessary.
Oh, OK.
Could you show me where you keep all your cleaning materials and chemicals?
Yeah, of course.
And then perhaps you could talk me through your regular cleaning procedures?
I was just coming to look for you.
What have you done with what's-his-name?
Adrian. Yeah. He's in the office reading through the company handbook. I had to... Well, I didn't have to, but I thought it was best. I've agreed to a voluntary closure of the dairy till we get the all clear.
Voluntary? Huh. I got the distinct impression from Sally What's-Her-Face that we didn't have any choice in the matter.
If they thought we were trying to get round the ban...
Yeah, that would be stupid.
They just get a closure order from the magistrate's court, so I thought it was better just to bite the bullet.
Yeah, best if we're seen to be cooperating.
That's what I thought. So I've agreed to a voluntary withdrawal of all Bridge Farm dairy products from all our outlets.
What? Everything? Cheese?
Well, we've got to try and minimise the damage, Tony.
Yeah, I know.
It's for the best. I mean, suppose, worst case scenario, suppose they find something.
Oh, don't.
Suppose the E. coli did come from
don't
here.
Don't even think about it.
We could end up being prosecuted.
Yeah, I know.
And you do that at the end of every day?
Well, either me or Susan.
I'll talk to Susan this afternoon.
And then after we've done all that, we hose down the floor and, well, that's it, really.
OK. Well, that all sounds very satisfactory. Very thorough.
Good.
Now, tell me about yourself, Clary.
What about me?
How's your health?
Oh, I'm fine. Tough as old boots, my Eddie says, as my husband.
So you haven't had any illness recently?
No, I've been fine.
No stomach pains or diarrhoea, temperature?
Nah. Oh, well, I did have a bit of a tummy upset, but that was just my husband's cooking.
When was this?
2 or 3 weeks ago. It was when the tennis were on. Wimbledon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had a few days off and I were really looking forward to putting my feet up in front of the telly instead of which...
So you weren't at work?
No.
Can you remember exactly which days?
Well, it would have been, let me see, the Thursday and Friday.
So that would be the 30th of June and the 1st of July?
Yeah.
But you were better on the Saturday?
Yeah, pretty much.
And when did you come back to work?
The next Monday.
Okay. You are aware, are you, of the rule that says you mustn't return to work for at least 48 hours after a bout of sickness?
Ah, yes, I did know that. Yes, I remember from when I did my training course. No, but like I said, I were better by the Saturday. So that's 48 hours, isn't it?
And did you mention to Mrs. Archer that you'd been ill?
Don't think so, no. Well, you see, I didn't miss any day's work, so...
OK.
Was there anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you, Mrs. Grundy.
Tomorrow morning, I promise. I realise that, but... Yes, but as I told you... All right. Goodbye. God, that man.
Who?
Doug Somerville.
From Underwoods?
Oh, I kept banging on about Underwoods' reputation and how they couldn't allow any supplier to jeopardise it. As if we'd done this deliberately.
Oh, dear.
Well, unless he calms down a bit, we can kiss goodbye to the Underwoods contract.
Well, he'll get over it, especially when this turns out to be a false alarm.
If.
It must be.
Anyway, Underwoods are putting up an emergency withdrawal notice and telling customers to return anything bought in the last month. And I promised to go and collect their discarded stock tomorrow morning.
Well, they finished interviewing Susan, so I told her she could go home.
Was she okay?
Yeah. Well, she wasn't happy.
Did you say we'd continue to pay her wages?
Oh, yeah. But she overheard that bloke Ken muttering about some residual build-up in the separator.
What?
Which Susan was supposed to have cleaned on Friday afternoon.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's all right. It's nothing. I looked. The tiniest accumulation.
Even so.
You didn't mention E. coli in front of Susan?
No, of course not. But now she thinks, whatever it is, it's all her fault. Where's Tom?
He's gone down to the village shop to collect all the stuff that's been taken off the shelves.
Oh, good.
Mm. And he's done a notice for them, telling people to return any stuff bought in the last month, and one for the farm gate as well.
Saying what?
Oh, just that there may be a problem with a particular batch of ice cream. People should return stuff as a precautionary measure.
Can I come in?
Oh, yes, Adrian, of course.
We've just about finished for today, so we'll leave you in peace.
So, did you find anything?
We won't know until we've got all our swabs and samples back to the lab and tested them, I'm afraid.
How long will that take?
Well, as I said, we will require samples from all of you, but once we have those, it'll only take a couple of days.
Okay, thanks.
There was just one thing that did concern us. Clary Grundy was apparently ill with a stomach upset.
What?
When?
She never said anything.
No. So I gather.
Oh, what are you doing down here, love?
Couldn't sleep.
Oh, I thought you'd be having a lie-in. That's what I do if I have the day off.
Oh, it ain't like it's a holiday. Oh,
getting paid for not working. Make the most of it, eh? Oh, come on, cheer up.
I just keep remembering what that environmental health woman said.
Where's me vankies? Look, why don't you go shopping or something?
I'm not in the mood.
Hey, I know what you should do.
What?
Go over Will and Nick's place.
I think Nick's working today.
You have got to see them Billy Goats Gruff.
Oh, that.
I never reckoned our William was the artistic type, but he's done a cracking job with them goats.
No, I really think I should go over Bridge Farm.
Oh, no, Clary, leave it.
Well, just to explain to Pat
what, about how I poisoned you with an undercooked sausage?
Oh, I ain't saying it was your fault.
Well, that's what it seems like to me.
Oh, I just feel I ought to, you know, tell exactly what happened.
Oh, Clary, it'll blow over, yeah, I'm sure.
What if it don't?
Well, don't point the finger at me.
I wasn't going to.
Look, I've got to go now.
Oh. Don't you want no breakfast?
No, I'll get something down the market. Oh. See you this afternoon.
Oh, bye.
Oh, Lord, I forgot.
What?
Jack's birthday.
When?
Today.
Today?
Yeah, I bought him a card, look. But what with all the upheaval yesterday, I clean forgot to send it.
Well, do you want me to drop it into Gran on my way into Borchester?
Oh, would you, Tom? Thanks. And tell her we're sorry we won't be able to make it. I did say we might drop in.
Shall I tell her why?
No. The less people know about things, the better.
Yeah. I was talking to Brenda about how we should handle things. And, of course, the trouble is that mud sticks. So even if the E. coli turns out to be nothing to do with us...
Which it isn't.
You can't know that.
No, I'd bet good money.
I'd have said the same until I heard about Clary being ill. I just wish she'd... If I'd known, I'd have told her to take another day off. I wonder if I should go round and see her.
Oh, what good would that do?
Look, there's absolutely no point speculating about what might or might not be the cause. What we have to concentrate on is minimising the damage.
Yes, of course.
And the most important thing is never to mention E. coli.
Right.
And Brenda said don't even mention that we've had an environmental health inspection.
Well, Susan and Clary know that, so it's not going to stay secret for long.
I'll give Susan a ring.
She'll have told half the village already.
Not necessarily.
Well, we'll have to put a product recall notice in the Echo on Thursday.
Won't that make matters worse?
We don't have a choice, Dad. We have to do it. We'll just try and keep the language as neutral as possible.
And with a bit of luck, they'll have finished the tests by the time the Echo comes out, and we'll have had the all clear.
Hello, Jack.
Hello?
It's me, Piggy.
Yes, Peggy. Oh, how nice to see you.
It's nice to see you as well. And do you know what day it is today?
How nice to see you.
It's your birthday.
What?
Your birthday, the 19th of July.
My birthday?
Yes, you're 92.
No.
Bet you never imagined you'd live to such a ripe old age.
How much? How many?
92.
But you...
No, I'm not 92. Not yet. Another 5 years to go.
You're Peggy.
That's right. Now, look, I've got a birthday card here for you. Shall I open it?
Peggy. Yes, I know who you are.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Now, let's have a look at this card.
You're Peggy.
Oh, look, isn't that pretty? You know what that is, don't you? It's a blue tit, just like you have in the garden here. You often watch the blue tits on the bird feeder, don't you?
Thank you very much.
Well, it's not from me, this card.
You're very kind.
Thank you.
Very kind.
Now, let's see what it says. With love from Tony and Pat, Tom and Brenda, and Helen and Henry. Happy birthday, Jack. Now, isn't that nice?
Happy birthday, Jack.
That's you.
That's me. I'm Jack.
How did you get on?
Not too bad. Everyone wanted to know what was going on, of course.
Inevitably.
Yeah, but they all handed over their remaining stocks, no problem. The worst place was Amberjaw Organics.
Oh, why?
Because Kirsty. Well, she's a bright girl, isn't she? She knew we wouldn't be recalling all this stuff if there wasn't something seriously wrong.
You didn't tell her?
No, of course not.
What about Underwoods?
Oh, that man Somerville. He's such a prima donna.
This is the manager of the food hall?
You must know him.
Oh, your mum's the one who deals with him. I know he gave her a hard time on the phone yesterday.
He acted like we were doing this deliberately to tarnish the Underwoods name, and as a personal insult to him. He's even cancelled the sausage order.
What?
I know. Said he would have returned existing stocks, but they'd sold out.
Well, did you explain to him that...
Yeah, of course I did. I said it's just the dairy produce, nothing else is affected. But would he listen?
I'm sorry, Tom.
Don't worry. I'll sort it out next week. But this is why we've really got to try and keep a lid on things. Rumours take hold and our good name goes out the window.
Peggy? Peggy?
It's all right, Jack. I'm here.
Oh, I couldn't find you.
I just went to have a word with Ilona.
Ilona?
We're going to have tea in a minute with all your friends.
Ilona?
You like Ilona? And she's going to cut the cake so that everyone can have a piece.
Cake?
Your birthday cake. Remember, today's your birthday.
My birthday? Yes.
And I've brought you a present. Shall I show you?
A present?
Oh, I do hope you like it. I made it myself. There. It's a clip to keep your tie in place.
For me?
You see those pretty shiny colours? That's enamel. You remember Ted?
Ted?
Violet's husband. No? Well, anyway, Ted's been teaching me how to do enamelling. And I was wondering what to make. And I thought, I know. I'll make a birthday present for Jack.
Oh, you're very kind.
Now, shall I put it on for you?
Oh, thank you. Blue, like the bird.
Oh, the blue tit on your card.
On my card?
Yes, it's just the same colour, isn't it? There, how's that? Oh, yes, that looks very nice.
Very nice.
Now, you ready for some tea?
Look.
What?
All the cards.
Oh, yes, what a lot of cards you've got. So many good friends who still remember your birthday. Aren't you lucky?
Yes. Aren't I lucky?
Sit yourself down, I'll put the kettle on.
Well, I can't really stay, Clary.
Oh, you've got time for a quick cuppa, surely.
Things are still a bit chaotic at the farm.
I'm really glad you've called round. I'm in two minds about coming to see you.
Were you?
Yeah, but Eddie said he didn't think, well, all we can do is wait for the results of the tests, innit? You ain't heard nothing?
No, not yet, I'm afraid.
It's just...
What?
It don't seem right for you to carry on paying my wages while I'm sitting here on my backside doing nothing.
Well, it's not fair that you should lose out because the dairy's closed.
That's what Eddie said.
The thing is, Clary, the reason I called round, the environmental health officer said that when you were being interviewed, you mentioned something about being ill.
Oh, they told you?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I did wonder, but I didn't think it were important.
Well, you never said anything to me.
No, because it weren't when I were working, you see. It were when I had them few days off the other week. And it were only a bit of an upset tummy caused by eating a dodgy sausage.
A dodgy sausage?
Eddie cooked this barbecue. And I think he'd had one too many beers beforehand, so everything ended up being burnt black on one side and raw on the other. Not very nice at all. So I wakes up in the middle of the night with my guts heaving and... Well, you don't want to know the details.
So you were all right the next morning?
Actually, no. Well, poorly for a couple of days. Quite nasty it were. Rushing to the loo every 5 minutes.
And when was this barbecue?
On a Wednesday night.
So you were poorly on Thursday and Friday?
Yeah, but I were up and about on the Saturday. Hello.
Afternoon.
Hi, Eddie. You're early.
Yeah, quiet day down the market.
Well, kettle's on. I was just going to make some tea.
So, Clary tells me you've had a visit from the Environmental Health.
Well, I hope you didn't go telling everyone at the market.
You're all right. I don't want to go blackening your name.
Well, thanks for that.
Unlike my wife here.
Hey?
Who's telling all the world it was my cookie made her sick, I heard you.
Well, it were.
Oh, Dad and I both ate them sausages. We were right as rain.
You and Joe are used to eating rubbish.
Oh, how can you say that?
Anyway, it's unlikely to have been your sausages, Eddie.
What?
I'm not saying that wasn't what made you ill, but unlikely to have been the cause of the thing that the environmental health people are worried about.
Oh, how do you know that?
Because this particular bug, if you catch it, well, the average incubation is 3 to 5 days, apparently.
Hey, it's not that E. coli bug Germany had, is it?
No, it's not that one.
Oh, thank goodness.
But the point is, Clary, you know about the 48-hour rule.
Yeah?
That you're not supposed to return to work.
Till 48 hours after you're better. Mm. Yeah, that EHO Sally, she were going on about that. But I told her I were better by the Saturday. I were up and about.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'd best be getting back.
Oh, do stay and have a cuppa.
Oh, thanks, Clary. But as I say, we're having to recall all our stock, so things are a bit hectic at the moment. Anyway, thanks for the chat.
Oh, thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, bye, Pat. You weren't, you know.
Hey?
You weren't fine on the Saturday.
Oh, what?
You were sat in front of the telly watching the tennis, I remember. And you had to rush off to the loo just when they got to match point.
Come on, in you go. You too, slow coach. Come on.
Hiya.
Where have you been?
I went to see Clary.
Well, you didn't.
I wanted to get the story straight about when she was ill.
And?
Well, it doesn't sound as if it could have been the cause. She says she ate a dodgy sausage and got diarrhoea the same night.
But E. coli usually takes 3 days.
Usually, yes. Then I went into the shop and Susan was there. And she said every other customer is querying why there's no ice cream or yoghurt.
Oh, dear.
And then I remembered the fate.
What?
Next Sunday. The fate. I had to tell the fate committee that they're going to have to find another ice cream supplier.
Oh, no.
So there can be very few people in the village who don't know by now that there's something very wrong.
Have I got any clean overalls? There's none in the airing cupboard.
Oh, I thought you'd done the pigs already.
I have. I'm going over Brookfield.
Are you?
Yeah, I told you. They're cutting their barley.
Yeah, of course.
Mind you, they started yesterday, so we'll probably be finished by mid-afternoon, if this weather holds.
Right.
You okay?
Oh, I'm just wondering. Maybe I should have a word with Pat.
But you said she came in the shop yesterday.
Yeah.
And she told you she'd be in touch just as soon as there was any news.
I feel bad that they're paying me not to work, and it might all be my fault.
Don't be daft.
It just keeps going round in my head what that environmental health inspector said.
What about the residue in the cream separator?
I can't believe I let it happen. I'm usually so careful about cleaning up.
Did Pat mention it?
No, not a word.
Well, then.
But I can't believe they wouldn't have told her.
Oh, let sleeping dogs lie. I should.
But if it's my fault...
Susan, you are not solely responsible for the cleanliness of Bridge Farm dairy.
No, I know that.
It's as much Clary's job as yours.
Yes,
and
but...
Pat's.
It was me cleaning the separator on Friday. And I was in a bit of a rush because we were running late and I had so much to do to get ready for the christening.
But whatever caused this problem with the ice cream happened weeks ago.
But they said build-up of residue. So perhaps it wasn't just Friday...
Okay. But you worrying about it isn't going to change things. Now then, overalls.
Oh, sorry, love. I'm the clothes horse in the utility room.
Hi, Dad.
What are you doing here?
I wanted a word with Adam.
What?
I said I wanted a word.
Hang on. What?
I wanted a word with Adam.
Oh, well, he's driving the combine.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping to catch him before you started.
Oh, it's too late.
Obviously.
No, the sun's shining, good breeze blowing, crops nice and dry.
So you started early?
No point hanging about.
Oh, well.
Thought you were working at Lower Loxley today.
Oh, this afternoon.
Oh, right. So what do you want Adam for, anyway?
I just wanted to pick his brains about something.
Do you want me to give him a message?
No, it's not important. I'll give him a ring later.
Hi, Neil.
Oh, hello, Ruth.
How's it going?
Oh, really well.
David says it's coming in pretty dry.
Yeah, not bad at all.
I gather you're the one responsible for the gorse.
What?
In the orchard.
Oh, that.
Last time I looked, there was only the troll and one gorse.
Yeah, well.
And now there are three.
Well, it's all getting a bit silly.
And Emma tells me you made them.
Yeah, I should have said no. I really should have said no. But she still knows how to twist me round her little finger.
I gather there's a bit of a competition going on. Mm-hmm. Will and Nick doing the billy goat's gruff as well.
Yeah, George comes home, tells Emma that Daddy's made him three goats. So, of course, she decides they've got to have three goats. Too.
Well, you've done a brilliant job.
No, but that's not the end of it, I'm afraid.
How do you mean?
Well, Emma's not satisfied with three goats. She wants a bridge as well.
A bridge? Mm.
Well, you know how the story goes. The goats all go trip-trap over the wooden bridge.
And Big Billy Goat Gruff puts the troll into the river.
Yeah, that's what Emma wants.
What?
The troll being butted off the bridge.
Well, that's a bit of a challenge.
Well, I said to her, no way. It's taken me the best part of 2 days to make those other two goats. That's it. No more. So now she's got Christopher doing it.
He's building a bridge.
Yeah, so where he's going to find the time, I don't know. I mean, the fate's next Sunday.
Oh, dear. Looks very sad, doesn't it, with the chiller cabinet so empty?
Oh, that's what everyone's saying.
I came in particularly to buy cream.
Sorry.
Oh, Tony told me it was just a problem with one batch of ice cream.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So why have they withdrawn everything?
Well, precautionary measure. That's what it says on the notice anyway.
What notice?
Oh, have you not seen it? About returning anything you've bought.
Oh, well, do you have any idea what the problem is?
No.
Well, I asked Tony, but he was rather evasive.
Well, they're supposed to get the test results by the end of the week. I mean, it could turn out to be a false alarm.
Well, with school holidays next week, let's hope they're OK by then.
Yeah.
And what about the fete on Sunday?
Oh, I don't know what's happening about that.
I mean, the committee does know, does it?
Oh, yeah. Jill was in this morning.
That's good. Now, digestive biscuits.
Christopher was saying...
Have you got the plain ones?
What?
Digestives. Only chocolate ones here.
Oh, no. Vicky Tucker had the last two packets.
Oh, dear.
Christopher was telling me about Alice's graduation.
Oh, was he?
Next Monday, is that right?
Yes.
You're going down to Southampton, are you?
Oh, yes. Wouldn't miss it for the world. Oh,
I know Christopher's really looking forward to it. He's so proud of her.
We all are.
And, of course, she came to his graduation.
What?
Oh, that was such a grand occasion.
Oh, you mean his diploma ceremony?
Oh, all the dignitaries of the Worshipful Guild of Farriers, all done up in their robes. It was wonderful.
I'm sure the university will put on a good show.
And he's really done very well for himself since.
Well, I think Alice is disappointed she didn't get a first. You see, Adam got a 2-1 and Alice is really very competitive, but a good 2-1 is quite enough for her to go on and do her MSc.
Did Alice mention to you?
And now Kate's talking about doing an MA, which is the last thing we expected.
Has she explained to you about Christopher's business?
Well, what about it?
Well, you know his boss is retiring.
Yes.
And he's giving Christopher the chance to buy the whole thing.
Oh, she mentioned something about loan repayments on that new van.
I think they're finding it a bit of a struggle.
Have you got any wholemeal flour, Susan? I can only see white.
Oh, just what's there, I'm afraid. There'll be a delivery tomorrow.
Oh, dear.
But it's a great opportunity for
him. Not doing very well this afternoon, am I?
It's got the potential to be a very profitable business. Anyone investing would be guaranteed an excellent return on their money. I mean, Neil and I would help if we could, but we just don't have the resources.
I'm sorry, Susan. I'm just going to have to give up, I'm afraid.
What?
You haven't got any of the things that I need, and I shall just have to drive into town and go to the supermarket.
Oh.
quiet this afternoon, actually.
The calm before the storm.
Hmm? What?
School holidays next week.
Yeah, Auntie Elizabeth was saying.
You saw her, did you?
Just briefly. She popped into the orangery to say hi.
Well, that's good, I suppose.
And she said Roy's going away on holiday.
Yeah?
For fortnight. He's taking Hayley and the girls to somewhere in Wales.
How's she going to manage?
She says she'll be fine, but...
She's become very dependent on Roy, hasn't she?
I know. Although, the only really big event in the next fortnight is the garden festival, and she's been handling that herself anyway.
Right.
So it should be okay. Do you want me to take the cows back out?
That'd be great.
Oh, and I finally managed to speak to Adam.
What about?
Hassett Hills.
Hassett Hills?
Of course, he's pretty much tied up with combining at the moment. But he said he'd give me a call when he had a couple of hours free.
What about Hassett Hills?
About marketing the lamb. I did tell you, Mum.
But you said your dad wasn't keen.
He wasn't wildly enthusiastic, no. Which is why I want to talk to Adam. He'll probably be a bit more open to new ideas.
Oh, talk of the devil.
Afternoon.
Hi, Dad.
How's Lower Loxley?
Quiet. Did you get the barley in all right?
Yeah. Finished a couple of hours ago. Do you know what Josh is up to?
Why?
Well, I just saw him heading out with a large backpack and a plastic bucket.
Going fishing.
Fishing? On his own?
That's what he told me.
Well, he wasn't carrying a rod. At least I don't think he was. It's very strange.
Well, I shouldn't worry about it. I'd far rather he was out in the open air than stuck in his room, hunched over some computer game.
I'll take these cows out then, shall I?
Yeah, thanks.
Come on then, you lot. Let's get you back to the paddock.
So, everything all right?
Actually, no. I'm afraid not.
Well, what's wrong?
Milk yield's down again.
Oh, no.
And I really don't know why.
Oh, I don't believe it. I thought things were finally on the up.
Yeah, I suppose it could be a knock-on effect from the dry spring.
Oh, Ruth. You know, sometimes I really feel like jacking it all in.
Don't say that.
But where do we go from here? Huh? I mean, what are we supposed to try next?
David asked me to do a couple of hours on the dryer, which is why I'm so late.
Supper will be about half an hour.
So, how was your day?
Oh, don't ask.
Did you talk to Pat?
No, I decided you were right. Wouldn't do any good.
Oh, I think that's wise.
But I was in the shop this afternoon. And honestly, Neil, I think people are starting to boycott it.
What?
Oh, there was hardly anyone in. And the people who did come in, they all complained about the empty freezer shelves. And Jennifer, she just dumped her basket and walked out.
Jennifer? But she must know about the problems at Bridge Farm.
Only we didn't have any plain digestives either.
Digestives?
Or brown flour. And also...
Hmm?
Well, it seemed like a good opportunity to explain to her about, you know...
What?
Christopher's business.
Oh,
well,
Susan,
we started talking about Alice's graduation and it seemed like an appropriate time.
And you wonder why she walked out of the shop?
But why would she take offence at that? Oh. I was only saying as how it would be a really good investment for somebody with a bit of money to spare.
But talking about money, Susan...
I mean, it's not like it's high risk or anything.
It's like asking someone how much they earn. You just don't.
It's her daughter's future.
Well, I'm sure if Alice asked for help...
Doesn't she want to see the pair of them settled down and secure?
Well, if Alice asked, I'm sure her mum and dad wouldn't hesitate. But for it to come from you...
I only want what's best for the two of us.
Yes, of course you do. But Christopher's a grown-up now. You must let him fight his own battles.
You think I've put my foot in it?
Oh, look, I shouldn't worry. I expect Jennifer's forgotten about it already.
Oh, Neil.
Oh, come on, cheer
it's
up.
It's just... Sunday was such a lovely day, with the christening party and everything.
Yeah, I know.
Now, it seems like everything I touch goes bad.
So, where do you want, little Bo Peep?
I should think about here, actually. Fairly close to the fence, so people can appreciate it from the road.
OK, if I make a circle about this big...
Yes, that should be fine.
Right. I'll whack in these posts and then stretch a bit of wire between them.
Grass out here is looking better as well.
As well as what?
The lawn.
The lawn?
Such an improvement.
Apart from the buttercups and the creeping sink foil.
No, I meant the scorch marks.
Ah.
Since I started feeding those charcoal tablets to Scruff.
As recommended by GQT?
By the delightful Matthew Wilson. It's really done the trick. I think by the time of our party in August, the lawn should have completely recovered.
You should have asked them what to do about creeping sink foil.
Oh, come on, Robert. I think you overestimate the problem.
You should try digging the damn stuff out. Pass me another of them posts.
Morning!
Oh, morning, Lillian.
Hello.
What are you doing?
I'm building an enclosure for Little Bo Peep.
What?
My entry for the scarecrow competition.
For the fade?
I decided that this was the best place to display her, and then the llamas can play the part of her flock.
Little Bo Peep has lost her llama.
Rather ruins the rhyme scheme, doesn't it?
Since we don't have any sheep on the premises...
Joke, Lindy.
It seems to me a perfectly acceptable compromise.
The only problem is, Lillian, llamas are rather inquisitive animals and they'd probably try and eat Little Bo Peep. Hence the fortification.
Well, they're looking quite svelte, the llamas.
They've just been trimmed.
And no longer pink.
No, the trim has finally removed all traces of that wretched dye.
Did you ever find out who was responsible?
Not yet, no.
I think, to be honest, we're going to have to give up on that one.
Not necessarily.
Well, now all the evidence has been shorn away.
We haven't got a clue, Lindy. Unless the culprit has a sudden fit of conscience and confesses his misdeed.
Well, maybe you're right.
James and Leonie should be back from their holiday today.
Oh, so I believe.
Have you been following their blog?
Yes.
Isn't it fun? Sounds like they're having the most marvellous time.
Can't say Dubai would be my first choice of holiday destination.
Oh, I'm very tempted. The shopping sounds out of this world.
Really?
Yes, well, anyway, I better let you get back to your Little Bo Peep's stronghold. Come on, fella.
Bye.
Honestly, isn't it fun, their blog? I've never read such an overblown collection of clichés in my life.
It wasn't very interesting, was it?
And I can see the point of a holiday blog if you're kayaking up the Amazon or something. But when all you're doing is hanging out in a bloated shopping mall in the middle of the desert...
You won't say that to Leonie.
No, of course I won't. Anyway, I must pop down to the village. I want to have a word with Christine about borrowing some tables from the village hall for the party.
OK. Oh, can you drop those cartons of yoghurt back to the shop?
Henry's asleep, so I'll just leave him in the buggy for now.
Did you get cross-examined in the shop?
No, Sabrina was on. She was having a problem with the till.
Oh, what's new?
So I just grabbed the Echo. I left the money on the counter.
Is it in? Our product withdrawal notice?
Yeah, but look at the front page.
Oh, no. Mystery bug strikes Gymkhana.
It's awful.
Two children have been hospitalised and three adults remain in a serious condition. The EHO said there were only three cases in total.
Well, it develops more slowly in some people, doesn't it?
Yeah, but two children in hospital.
Oh, all five victims attended last week's Edgeley Gymkhana, after which they became ill. The mystery bug, which is thought to be E. coli...
Thought to be?
It's speculation. The EHOs aren't allowed to discuss the investigation, so they're hardly going to have told the Echo, are they?
Oh, who can that be? Oh. Look, quick, hide the paper.
Okay.
Oh, Linda!
I'm so sorry to trouble you, Pat.
Oh, that's okay. Come on in.
Well, I mustn't stop, but... Oh, Helen, hello.
Good morning.
And little Henry. Oh, fast asleep.
Yes, we've been out for a walk. He's quite worn out.
Oh, he's sweet. Anyway, Linda, what can I do for you? Well, I have some cartons of yoghurt, which I bought from you last weekend.
Oh, yes, I remember.
I tried to take them back to the shop. That's where I usually buy it, after all. I like to keep a good supply for the B&B guests, you see. But I mentioned to Sabrina that I'd bought it direct from the farm, and she insisted I must return it here.
Oh, Linda, I'm sorry. She should have accepted it. Really doesn't matter where you return it to, as long as you return it.
How many cartons is it, Linda?
Three.
Right, well, I'll give you a refund.
There were four, but one has already been consumed. Should I warn our guests?
Oh, no, 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 absolutely not. There's a very slight worry about a batch of ice cream. Nothing to do with the yoghurt at all.
Oh.
We're just being hyper-cautious.
OK, that should be the right money.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry you had to come all this way.
So, what is the problem with the ice cream?
Well, we don't know yet. It may very well be nothing, but we can't afford to take any chances.
Indeed. There's a shocking case in the paper today.
Really?
A possible E. coli outbreak over in Edgeley. Two children in hospital, apparently. It's dreadful.
If I'd known that Pat and Tony weren't going...
Has he told you what's going on?
Tony?
Hmm.
Oh, only that there's some problem with the ice cream. But they were supposed to be going on Tuesday.
Well, it didn't matter to Jack.
What about Mum?
Oh, she was fine, fine. Mainly because Jack was on really good form.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. You know, there are days sometimes when you can still see the old Jack.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
Mum was over the moon because he was fixated on her, you know, kept repeating her name, wouldn't take his eyes off her. It was really sweet.
Did he like the tie clip?
Yeah, loved it. Did you see it?
Oh, yes, yes, Mum showed me.
It's really rather impressive, I thought.
Oh, it's hard to believe she'd never done any enamelling until, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah. Look, is there anything I can do, Jenny?
Well, you can lay the table if you like. Salad's nearly ready.
OK.
Oh, there's a bottle of white wine in the fridge.
Oh, goody. I bumped into Alice yesterday.
Oh, so graduation on Monday.
Yeah, she said.
So we're off down to Southampton.
She didn't seem very excited.
No. To be honest, I think she's a little bit disappointed she didn't get a first.
Everything's all right between her and the lovely Chris.
As far as I can tell. They've got a few money worries.
Oh, earns a pretty decent screw, doesn't he?
Oh, yes.
And they've got the cottage.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, well, just help yourself now, Lillian.
Oh, darling, that looks lovely.
It's all to do with him setting up in business on his own. Oh, and he seems to think, well, at least his mother does, that we should be picking up the tab.
Really?
Yeah, I knew this would happen.
What?
I said when they got married, I bet the Horribins are rubbing their hands with glee. And I went into the shop yesterday afternoon, and honestly, Lillian, she practically had the begging bowl out.
Susan?
Yes, trying to sell me the idea that it was a good investment.
It probably is.
I've been so embarrassed in my life. And in the end, I just had to forget my shopping and walk out.
Do you think Christopher knew?
You
what? Well, you know, what his mother was up to.
Well, obviously they've talked about it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
And I can see this is going to be the pattern for the future. Christopher's expecting a leg up at every stage of his career.
Well, he is your son-in-law.
Yes, no need to remind me.
And wouldn't it make sense to help him with his business? You know, make life secure for Alice and your future grandchildren?
Well, of course we'll support Alice, whatever she decides to do. I feel this is the beginning of a very slippery slope, and if we've got any sense, we'll steer well clear.
Well, I don't think you should blame the lad for his mother being a bit crass.
Oh, who knows that?
Oh. Oh, Robert!
Hey, sorry to disturb you.
No, really not. No, come on in.
Oh, thanks.
Hello again, darling.
Oh, I'm interrupting your lunch.
No, it's only salad. Won't get cold.
Well, are you sure? Oh, by the way, Lillian, I just had a call from Leone.
Oh, were they back?
Yeah, just got back this morning.
Oh, wonderful. I'll give James a call this evening.
And they're definitely coming up for our party on the 7th.
Oh, are they? Well, in that case, I shall certainly be there too.
Great. And Matt?
Well, I can't promise. I'll have to work on him. How about you, Jenny?
Oh, Brian and I have already accepted, and we're really looking forward to it.
And my other daughter's coming too, Coriander, and her husband, and little Oscar.
Oh, lovely.
Well, that's the reason I'm here, actually, the party. Only, I seem to remember, Jennifer, that you've got some of those tent-like gazebo things.
Yes, yes, we've actually got two.
Well, could we possibly borrow them, do you think?
Of course.
Just in case the weather... I mean, obviously, if it pours with rain, we'll go in the house, but, you know...
No, you're very welcome to them.
Thanks. I'll pick them up nearer the time.
Right.
And, well, I'd better let you get on with your lunch.
So if you bring it back to the farm, we'll give you a full refund. No, that's fine. Whenever it's convenient.
Any news? Oh,
Sorry. All right. Well, we'll see you then. Goodbye. Oh, Edie Bertram. You know, runs the little tea shop in Pennyhasset.
Was she okay?
Yep, she was fine. Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, I'd love one. No news from the environmental health?
No.
I really thought we'd have heard by now.
So did I. Every time the phone rings, my heart's in my mouth.
Have there been many calls?
5 or 6. All from customers like Edie, who've just seen the notice in the Echo.
Right.
But the good news is, not one of them has made the connection with the mystery bug story.
Really?
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Astonishing. I thought everyone would put 2 and 2 together.
Well, it looks obvious to us, but that's because we know. Oh, here we go again. Hello, Bridge Farm. No, this is Helen. But she's right here. Hold on, I'll put you on speakerphone. It's him.
Mrs. Archer.
Yes, hello.
This is Adrian Pegg from Environmental Health.
Yes, we've been expecting your call.
We have now tested all the samples we took from the dairy and from you and your staff, and I'm afraid it's not good news.
Oh, no.
E. coli 0157 has been found in one particular batch of ice cream.
I see. And you know how... I mean, what about the dairy? Do you have any idea what the...
We could find nothing wrong with the pasteuriser or any other equipment, and your cleaning procedures were, on the whole, satisfactory.
So, where did it come from?
Well, it would appear that the source of the outbreak may have been the member of staff who'd been sick and returned to work while still affected by the pathogen.
Oh, no.
And she must have then handled the post-pasteurisation ice cream.
But can you be sure it was her?
Yeah, the sample that she gave us still shows traces of E. coli.
Clary?
Yes, Clary Grundy.
Come on, get in there.
You need a hand with that, Tom.
That's okay. I've done it.
There more to come?
No, this is the lot. Reese gave me a hand with the heavy stuff. It's just a question of cramming these last few bits into the van.
Oh, those are Helen's things, aren't they?
Yeah. Reese is supposed to be moving into the flat today. And what with one thing and another, we never got round to moving out the rest of Helen's stuff. Anyway, that's it. All done.
Have you, has Pat heard anything about the dairy? Only they did say the tests would only take 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, they rang yesterday.
And?
I don't know the details, Susan. Mum will let you know.
So it's not... There is something wrong?
It would seem so, yes.
With the dairy?
Yes.
Oh, please tell me it wasn't the cream separator.
I don't think so, but... Mum will be in touch with you, okay?
When? Today?
Yeah, I expect so. Now I really must be getting back.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Will.
Oh, I'm glad I've seen you, Tom.
I can't stop, I'm afraid.
But oh, it's just, you are going to be available for the cricket, aren't you? Tomorrow?
I'm not sure.
Oh, please say yes. Oh, I've only just discovered Roy's off on holiday for the next fortnight and... Well, we've no Adam again because he's harvesting.
Yeah, well...
So we've got a bit of a problem getting 11 men together.
Who are we playing?
Wimbledon.
At home?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do my best. I'll give Alistair a call later. Now, I really do have to go.
Bye, Tom.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
How's your mum?
She's a bit glum, to be honest.
I know how she feels.
Nick's gone round this morning to try and persuade her to come down the ball for lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we thought it would do her good to get out. Only she's quite convinced this problem at Bridge Farm is... Oh, all her fault.
Oh, I've been just the same. Been going over and over things in my mind these past few days.
Tough trouble with having time on your hands, isn't it?
Wondering if I scrimped on the cleaning. Did I rinse the pots properly? Did I get into all the corners?
Well, at least you've got the post office to take your mind off it.
Well, some of the time.
My mum's just sat at home doing nothing. She's not used to it.
How did you get on?
Okay, thanks. Reese gave me a hand getting it all down the stairs.
Well, he's there already, is he?
I rang him to say we hadn't managed to clear the flat yet, and he volunteered to help.
That was decent of him.
Well, he's very keen to get in. Anyway, what should I do with all Helen's stuff?
Well, I suppose it can go in the barn, but you better check with her. Okay. She's just getting Henry dressed. She should be down in 10 minutes or so.
Susan spotted me as I was loading up.
Oh, yeah.
Came rushing out of the shop to cross-examine me about, you know.
Oh, dear.
Had we heard anything from the environmental health?
What'd you say?
That you'd be in touch with her later today.
Oh, thanks. I'll see if I can catch her at lunchtime. I really don't want to talk to her in the shop.
And Clary?
Yes, Dan Clary. Oh, still can't believe it, Tom. How could she have been so stupid?
I know.
I've been meticulous in stressing hygiene to them recently, and I check things regularly myself to make sure there are no corners being cut.
I know you do.
She's been working here for what? How long is it now?
10 years at least.
Oh, more like 15. Anyway, quite long enough to know the drill.
Yes.
And she goes and puts the entire enterprise at risk. One silly, thoughtless action and suddenly the whole business is in jeopardy. How are we ever going to recover from this?
Let's just concentrate on putting things right first, shall we, Mum? And the first thing to do is to organise for the dairy to be steam cleaned.
Dad's in the office right now, phoning round the cleaning companies.
And there's a little Red Riding Hood in Grange Spinney.
Oh, who's done that then?
Oh, I don't know.
Hilary Noakes?
No, it's a couple of houses further on. I don't know who lives there, but it was very good. Particularly the wolf. The wolf is actually brilliant. I mean, really scary.
Sir William's goats have got a bit of competition, have they?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's some really imaginative scarecrows out there. There's a very spooky witch down beyond the church. I don't know what the story's meant to be, but... And have you seen Vicky Tucker's three bears?
No.
Oh, they are so cute. They look like three little Winnie the Poohs, all sat there with their legs stuck out. You should go and have a look.
Yeah, well, maybe on Sunday.
Oh, and I saw Hayley when I was down at Willow Farm. Oh, she's really disappointed to be missing the fete, but, well, you know, they're off on holiday tomorrow.
That's nice.
Yeah, so long as the weather holds. I think she's afraid Phoebe's going to find a caravan in Wales, rather a letdown after an exotic holiday in South Africa.
Yeah.
Not many zebras and giraffes in Wales, eh?
No.
Oh, come on, Clary. Come down the bull.
No, honestly, Nick, it's very sweet of you. But...
Oh, it'll do you good to get out.
No, I'm sorry, but I really can't relax. Not till I hear from Bridge Farm.
It's just, well, you know, you were so kind to me last weekend at the christening, making sure I didn't feel left out.
I didn't do nothing.
Yes, you did. Come on, you made me feel like I was part of the family.
Well, you are part of the family.
Can I come in?
Hello, William.
Hi.
I was just looking for Dad. Is he around?
Don't know what he's doing this morning. He went out first thing and at the market today.
No, that was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, well, I don't know where he is then.
Oh, what do you want him for?
Oh, I just need a hand with something.
What?
Never you mind. Now, are you all set, Mum?
All set.
Yeah, we're taking you down the bull.
Oh, no, love, honestly, some other time, eh?
So, well, what happens now?
Well, the first thing is the dairy has to be steam cleaned.
Right.
An attorney's been on the phone all morning trying to find someone who'll do it next week, but none of them can give us a date before August.
So, you won't be needing me?
Until it's been done, no. The dairy has to stay closed.
Oh, dear.
It's so frustrating. But don't worry, Susan, we'll keep paying your wages.
Oh. That's very kind of you.
It's only fair.
But if there's anything I can do...
Well, Tom's always glad of a hand with the veg boxes.
Oh.
And Anya's on leave from Ambridge Organics next week, so maybe you could do the odd shift there.
There's just one thing, Pat.
What?
Well, you know all those tests they did, the environmental health?
Yes.
Did they tell you... I mean, did they find out where it came from, the E. coli?
I think they have a pretty good idea, yes.
And was it our fault?
How do you mean?
Well, was it because, well, the cleaning in the dairy not up to scratch?
Oh, no, nothing like that. They said our cleaning procedures were pretty good on the whole.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Not perfect.
Oh, I've been going crazy thinking it must be my fault not doing, well, you know, a proper job.
No.
Nothing like that.
Oh, Pat, that is such a relief, I can't tell you. Oh, so, yes, of course, veg boxes, Ambridge Organics, anything I can do to help out.
Great.
And will Clary be doing the same?
I haven't actually talked to Clary yet. I'm on my way round there now.
Oh, it's just so not like her.
Yeah, I know. She hates being stuck at home with nothing to do. It's like when we lost the farm.
That must have been terrible.
It was.
Oh, she's had a lot to put up with your mum.
Yeah, being married to my dad for a start.
Will. Oh, well, that was really nice.
Are you not going to eat your chips?
Do you want them?
Bah, you know me. Never say no to chips.
Go on, then. I saw Emma earlier on.
All right. Not to speak to.
Yeah, we had a brief chat.
Wouldn't have thought you'd want to talk to her, after her being such a cow on Sunday.
Oh, water under the bridge. I want to tell her about your mum. Explain to her that, well, you know, it might be nice if she dropped round to see her.
Bet that went down well.
Yeah, although to be fair, Shakira and the buggy bawling her head off again. And, Emma did look a bit rough.
Huh.
Well, she's not the most placid baby, Kira. She looks like a little angel, but, you know, that's the trouble with babies. You can never tell what you're going to get.
Yeah, I suppose. I enjoyed that. Excellent chips.
Now, come on. Tell me.
What?
What are you cooking up with your dad?
Nothing.
Oh, yes, you are. You've got that guilty look on your face.
I have not.
Oh, come on.
I don't know if it's going to work. I just had this idea.
About what?
The billy goat's grub.
Oh, Will!
What?
Surely you've done enough. A troll, three goats, and our massive crate bridge.
Well, it needed to be big. You see the bridge Christopher built?
You can't do any more. There's no space in the front garden.
It just needs, you know, a little something to give it the edge.
Like what?
And I think my dad might be able to fix it.
Oh, go on, tell me.
Well, you'll only be disappointed if it don't come off.
Well, you're not doing it for me. You're doing it for George.
Oh, and for you. And Jake and Mia. For the whole family.
Oh, that's nice.
Everything I do for you and the kids.
Oh.
Oh, you know that.
That is so sweet. Come here.
What was that for?
Do I need a reason?
So everything points to you, Clary. You were the source of the infection.
Oh, no.
I'm afraid so.
But you said it couldn't be what I had, because it took hold the same night, after Eddie's barbecue, after I ate that sausage.
So the barbecue wasn't to blame?
Wasn't it?
You must have picked up the E. coli infection earlier.
No, but I don't understand. If it weren't the sausages, what was it?
Who knows? It could have been anything. And you could have caught it at any time over the previous week, 10 days.
And it's still there, in my insides. They could tell from that test.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
You do understand how serious this is, don't you, Clary?
Well, of course I do. But honestly, I would never... I mean, I really did think I were quite better when I came back to work. Otherwise, I would never have... Oh, Pat, I've always stuck to the rules. You know that. I've done the best for the dairy. I just can't believe it. I can't believe it's me who's caused all this trouble.
Well, I'm afraid it is.
I just didn't think it possibly...
No! That's the problem. You didn't think. And this is the consequence. Your thoughtlessness has put lives at risk.
Oh, don't say that.
The lives of young children.
I'm sorry.
Not to mention damaging the reputation of Bridge Farm, which Tony and I have spent over 20 years building up.
I'm so sorry.
We could well end up losing the business.
No.
Oh, yes. We'll be very lucky to recover from this. The whole thing could go under. And it'll be your fault, Clary. All your fault.